Mentally, come on. Nifty, we can make come it on. Hip to be. What we are, come on. What we be. Be the epitome, do da dippity. Come on. So now I dwell just to say you're explain. Pull your cup, cause I got the container. Pass the plate up, across the fader. Max, you can play like the Sony innovator. Never the traitor, party of flavor. And you can get a scoop later. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Come on, this. I'm a hustler, baby. Hustler. I just want you to know. It ain't where I've been. But where I'm about to go.
Top of the world.
Now, I just wanna love you.
Just wanna love
but be who I am.
Know you love me.
And with all this cash.
More money, more problems.
You forget your man.
Young over.
I'm a hustler, baby. I just want you to know.
Club Cheetah, the Club Amnesia, the Peanuts in L.A., bubbling in Dublin, can't deny me.
Why would you want to? You need me.
Why don't you try me?
Baby, you want to? Believe me.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, funk, funk.
Hopefully, indeed, we brought you that funk here on WMEC-FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. Just vibing out right now. Close out the Beat Match Bash segment with the legendary Sean Jay-Z Carter. As we close it out with his track with Pharrell Williams, Give It To Me from the Dynasty, Rock La Familia 2000. Very interesting music there. Preceding that, went ahead and had some bounce around to different genres for a little bit. As I try to go back here and recall through the list, the long list of wonderful musical sounds. We went ahead and had, who was before Jay-Z? We had Black Sheep, The Choice Is Yours, pulling that one back from the Golden Age of Hip Hop, 1991, Wolf in Sheep's Clothing album. Preceding that, we had Arrested Development's Tennessee from the 3 years, 5 months, and 2 days in the life of 1992 release. Preceding that, we went ahead and had A. Marie's One Thing, iconic go-go pop R&B crossover track from her 2005 Touch album. Preceding that, we had another iconic track, thanks to the segue in from Def Rebel's main event-ish Jey Uso theme song. We went ahead and transitioned into some real main event hip-hop scene, and a hip-hop song that was really, really prevalent in the 2000s, T.I. Bring 'Em Out, Urban Legend. That one being produced by Swizz Beatz himself, the legendary Swizz Beatz. Preceding that, went ahead and had some dubstep segues out of the dubstep zone. So when we picked up last time, we had Tamia's Can't Get Enough, Andy Mineo's You Will. We went ahead and did Marshmello, Kanye West, Marshmello with Together, All the Lights, and All in Alone. And then we did segue to the R&B genre we got into by using Zendaya's Butterflies into, again, Def Rebel's Jey Uso theme song, main event-ish. Shout out to the soon-to-be heel, unfortunately, Jey Uso. Yikes. Ugh. Poor script right in there. Following that out, we went ahead and got to where we are today, which is where we got to the end of the Beat Match Bash with T.I., A. Marie, Arrested Development, Black Sheep, and Jay-Z. So, wanted to go ahead and play some wonderful sounds, give some love to all the artists out here still doing their thing and living off of the wonderful work that they put in for a long time. I mean, seriously, I mean, thinking about some of these album titles, like the Dynasty Rock La Familia still just cracks me up as a album title. Really, really respected and revered hip-hop album and one of the pillars of Jay-Z's career in the early 2000s. But yeah, I'm not sure why it's putting doubles in when I log in and, you know, log the songs down. But yeah, those are the doubles we ended up playing. A lot of this started off today with Ty Tribbett's Good, giving us that good rock energy to vibe up into the Beat Match Bash we got into, showing off some of the mixing techniques that we showcased with, you know, beat matching, scribbling, and vocal acapella syncing of the vocals, a call and response techniques. all of the above, just good musical quality and just a way to explore the different ways sounds can be blended into each other. But now that we hit the 1 o'clock mark, I want to go ahead and transition into the second part of our show, which is a choice of three different sections we can do depending on the show, or the way that I'm feeling in the show. We can do the playlist poetry, which is where we do like a little mini concert looking at, you know, how songs can be blended into each other, but we let the full duration of the song play out, versus like sometimes that will happen in the Beat Match Bash where we just cut off songs after verse, second, third verses, or just mixing accordingly to where the sections of the song fit in. We'll actually let the songs play out in the playlist poetry section. We also do mashup moment, which is where we look at two songs that are different tonalities. So one example I've used frequently is Lloyd's You recording from his Street Love album over top the vocals of LL Cool J's Love You Better with Mark Dorsey from his 10 album, and made that into a single song mashup where the two songs kind of interpolate elements of each other in the course of it to create a brand new overall remix effect. And the last section that I may do today, which is probably what I'll start the show off with, is an amalgamation observation, which is where we look at the ways in which music is blended together in such a wonderful way in one track. Like, we look at one single track that really does a good job of blending the different styles of songs elements into each other. So think of like a jazz track where you could have a jazz song. Say, if anybody's heard of Sun Goddess by Ramsey Lewis, how that has a lot of R&B flair into it, some really intrinsic jazz elements, and dare I say, some neo-soul to it, especially with the synthesizer element over top. That's a really cool, again, neo-soul-esque flair that is over top a traditional jazz track. So it's a pretty cool record if you get the chance to listen to that one. But speaking of neo-soul in that space, I want to start off the amalgamation observation because I am still reeling over this news. I'm still in disbelief, still in thankfulness, and still in just grateful that I have this artist in my listening palette to be able to hear his work before he had passed. The passing of D'Angelo this week, it was just something so, I don't know, it's the same way I felt about when Prince passed. It's just, this guy was under the radar. He wasn't doing anything more than just living music. And I'll be honest, it came at an interesting time because this week's been really trying your man in the academic setting. So I was like, yeah, do I really want to keep pursuing this thing of music? Do I really want to keep, you know, keeping out at the forefront of my efforts in what I do with my learning and what I do with my engagements? And hearing D'Angelo's passing was such a timely occurrence because as I read more about what he did, I mean, he had a whole 15-year hiatus between the release of his second album at the top of the 2000s and the release of his third album, which was Black Messiah. Again, I'm not familiar with I'm familiar with the name of the second one, but again, just for profanity purposes, I'm not going to say it. But the gap between that time and yet so many fans were highly anticipating, but also so satisfied with the output of what they had to wait for so long. It was such a beautiful thing. And D'Angelo wasn't a loud-speaking person, per se. He was just a man about the music. And when I say he reminded me of Prince, or his passing had the same effect on me as Prince's did, I think about the fact that D'Angelo was very much love. His music conveyed delicacy of love, of, you know, in an adult sense, making love. It was his delicacy and his poetry of how he crafted his music. And I say love in a neutral sense as well, because I look at his other production works, like You Will Know by Black Man United. I just found out about that song this earlier this week as well. And all my time listening to D'Angelo, I mean, there are my favorite hits by him, such as his classic Brown Sugar and Lady from the self-titled Brown Sugar album. There's also Mino's Dreamy Eyes of Mine, his collaboration with Lauryn Hill, Nothing Even Matters. I mean, his cover of Prince's She's Always in My Hair will be one of my favorite all-time covers of any of Prince's work. I mean, D'Angelo was well all over the place. And then there's this untitled How Does It Feel? It's just a beautiful track. I mean, if Prince had Purple Rain as one of his longest released tracks, D'Angelo had untitled How Does It Feel? And that thing just, it hits the neo-soul, the vibe. Even if you're not into, you know, in the space where you're talking about that in a romantic context, just to sit back, recline your seat, and just, you know, be in bliss. Like, that song feels like sitting on the beach and you're submerged in water, but you're still breathing in all the air. And you can actually taste the sensation of joy. It is a weird I don't say weird, it's a unique and very, very specialized experience to be able to listen to that kind of song. That's what it does for me when I hear it. To hear he passed so soon, and he was 51. Like, that's what gets me. His passing, DMX's passing, Kobe Bryant's passing, Nate Dogg's passing. I'm like, these black men were young. And young in the sense that, by comparison to, you know, prior soul artists that got to live to be like 70 and 80 years old, I mean, they didn't really get the chance to even go that far on their works. Like, we see a lot of artists now who are 70 plus still getting back in the music industry, still trying to release new music and still pressing on with their legacy. And these other black artists had so much more to give. And it's always the soulful ones, too. I mean, even Angie Stone earlier this year, I'm like, these artists were so young. I mean, young and just so much more left in their career young. Like, not like 20, 30 young. And they were so pure. Like, what they did, like, to hear D'Angelo's passing, he was quiet about it. Like, he didn't, like, he was much like Chadwick Boseman, where he was dealing with his battles with cancer. And he didn't want to publicize it. He didn't want that to be the forefront of the news. He wanted to make sure that people remember his efforts in music. And I can always applaud him. The same thing I felt when Kendrick was dealing with his relatives passing, when he went to the Grammys in the midst of the Drake beef. He still didn't touch on any of that drama. He just focused on, I'm grateful to be here. Thank you for the honor. And I will see you all hopefully in the future, if God permits me. And again, this is just me personally. And I don't want it to be, you know, a fact stated as a fact or anything. But in my opinion, black male artists of the heterosexual ideology are not given enough credit for what they do that is unspoken and what they do that goes unseen. Like, we talk about in the media, black men ain't S-word. We talk about, you know, you have to fit into the stereotype of being a Steve Urkel or you have to be a cool guy. And, like, we don't get enough to those people who didn't just fold into that narrative and went about it in their own way. They just don't get enough love, in my opinion, or for that matter, flowers or credit, as it would be. And they do so much for this music industry, so much for the entertainment world. I mean, again, and I see it's a dying breed. Like, we don't see the James Averys anymore. We don't see, for what it's worth, we don't see the Bill Cosbys, again, besides the abuse, I mean, just the portrayal of his Dr. Huxtable. We don't see that kind of ideology in our media anymore. We don't see that portrayal. And so, getting back to D'Angelo, I really appreciate how he went about doing what he did in the entertainment space beyond the music. And when he did go into the music, just you could feel the passion, the talent that he has. So I want to go ahead and play a song by D'Angelo here. And while I love She's Always in My Hair, I'm gonna play that thing as long as I can. And I might as well play it following this track, but I think I want to play Brown Sugar first, because that one just, it set the pinnacle for hip-hop soul. When he dropped that track, it reshook the entire, you know, landscape. So I want to go ahead and play this one, Brown Sugar by D'Angelo, here on WMCFM College Park, or College Radio's Good Radio. Check it out.
Brown sugar. sugar got me open. Now I want some more. Always down for all my nauseous wine. But I think I'm here to solo. Who am I? I don't mind. Stick out my tongue and I'm about ready to hit this really pretty bitty with persistence. Yo, I don't think y'all hit me. Brown sugar, babe. I guess high off of love, don't know how to behave.
I want some of your brown sugar. I want some of your brown sugar. I want some of your brown sugar.
Oh,
That was D'Angelo Brown Sugar and D'Angelo's cover of Prince's She's Always in My Hair from the Brown Sugar self-titled album for the former and the Best So Far compilation for the latter. Yeah, can rest in peace, D'Angelo. Rest in musical peace, and just thank you for your gifts that you showed to the world before your passing. Again, just thank you. So I'm going to play that for D'Angelo. Going to keep learning more about the artist, and I'm going to try to better learn more about artists before they pass. Because, you know, it's something. I mean, what's that song by Janet Jackson and Q-Tip? Don't always see the ghost. You don't know what you got till it's gone. I know that's an older phrase than the song existing, but that's the song that pops into my head, man. I mean, not that I didn't, you know, hold D'Angelo in a high regard in this particular genre. Even as an artist, it's just you never know how much someone did until it's all, you know, shared after they passed. So again, just thank you for being an example, and just, you know, thank you for holding your standard in the musical world and just in the African-American community. May your music live on in, you know, heavenly joy. So that's our tribute to D'Angelo for the day. That's our little mini concert we had there. Going on with the rest of the show, though, today I want to go ahead and just, you know, probably bounce around the libraries to find some interesting tracks that I don't think, you know, I've kind of played before in the station. I want to go ahead and just get as much tracks out there. So, ooh, this one's pretty good. This one's also been on my radio this whole week. Just, you know, thinking about, as a communication major, I do a lot of writing in my assignments. I look at, you know, rhetorical studies. I look at the ways research can be accomplished online. I look about how communication concepts are applied in a contemporary modern examples and contemporary modern workplace in the day and age. And so this song I've been listening to all week is ironically titled around writing, around this concept of, you know, writing your way to success, as it will be. And I think about not just writing for my classes, but I also think about writing, you know, as artists write lyrics, as they go about poetry. Like, if you ever get the chance, hearing some of D'Angelo's discography, or hearing like the works of an Alina Baraz, in particular, her song Keep Me in Love always stands out in my mind as one of her pivotal lyrical poetry moments. If you hear Jill Scott, for example, if you also hear the words of, you know, Olivia Long got in her latest release, You Are. I mean, you can hear poetry and words meaning power, and words being a way as escape. Everything is, you know, everything is everything. There are examples written here for us as humans to behold, to witness, and to live. And as we continue our history, write it down. So I guess writing has been in my mind for this last week. That and the amount of assignments, you know, college life stuff. But this song is called Wrote My Way Out, and it's by Nas, Dave East, and Lin-Manuel Miranda and Ala Black. And it's from the Hamilton mixtape. I might have played it before on the show, but I couldn't remember if I played this one or I played the Roots Who Lives Who Dies Tells Your Story cover. But I want to go ahead and play this one by Nas, Dave East, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Ala Black, called Wrote My Way Out, here on WMUCFM College Park, where college radio is good radio. Check it out.
I wrote my way out.
When the world turned its back on me, I was up against the wall. I had no foundation, no friends or no family to catch my fall. Running on empty, with nothing left in me but doubt. I picked up a pen and I wrote my way out.
I picked up the pen like Hamilton, street analyst. Now I write words to try to channel them. No political power, just lyrical power. Sitting on a crate on the corner, sipping for hours. Scheming on a come up from evening to sun up. My man awaiting trial. Misdemeanors were younger. Courtroom prejudice, insufficient evidence. Jailhouse lawyers, these images still relevant. Flickering lights inside my project hall. Sickening, the mice crawl all night long. In 87 Reaganism, many pages I've written on. Writing songs about rights and wrongs and Bell's bonds. Master bedroom, bigger than the crib that I was raised at. I'm the architect, like I wrote the code, the Waze app. I'm driven. Black Elohim from the streets of Queens. The definition of what it was written means. Know what I mean?
I wrote my way out.
When the world turned its back on me, I was up against the wall. I had no foundation, no friends and no family to catch my fall. Running on empty, there was nothing left in me but doubt. I picked up a pen
and I wrote my way out.
I really wrote my way up out of 6E. Developed relationships with fiends, I know they miss me. Before the Metro cars, it was tokens, I did the 10 speed. Never had wrote a rhyme in my life, what was a 16? At 16, arrested in housing, trip to the mountains, came right back. Trapping off couches, watching for mouses, only tools we was pros with. Had a spot smoke lit, the haters just confusion. Pay attention how them jokes switch. Deodora was my favorite, the Mark Buchanan's mama couldn't afford them. I learned everything on the border, that's a big eight. Clico parties with private dancers with no mixtape. Bumblebee tuna, now we could get steak. I persevered, composition, I kept it close, competition near. I'm a Spartan without the spear. 300 rhymes, it was written before I wrote it. Opportunity knocking, might miss it, that window closing. This poetry in motion, I'm a poet.
I wrote my way out.
When the world turned its back on me, I was up against the wall. I had no foundation, no friends or no family to catch my fall. Running on empty, there was nothing left in me but doubt. I picked up a pen and I wrote my way out.
Speed dubbing these rhymes in my dual cassette deck. Running out of time like I'm Jonathan Larson's rent check. My mind is where the wild things are, Maurice Sendak. In withdrawal, I want it all, please give me that pen back. Y'all, I caught my first beating from the other kids when I was caught reading. Oh, you think you small, but start bleeding. The pops tried in vain to get me to fight back. Sister tapped my brain, said, psh, you'll get him right back. Oversensitive, defenseless, I made sense of it. My pencil in the length to which I'd go to learn my strengths and knock them senseless. These sentences are endless, so what if they leave me friendless?
Damn, you got no chill.
Right, I'm relentless. I know Abuela's never really gonna win the lottery, so it's up to me to draw blood with this pen hitting artery. This Puerto Rican's brains are leaking through the speakers, and if he can be the shining beacon, the side of the GW being shine a light when it's gray out.
I wrote my way out.
Oh, I was born in the eye of the storm. No loving arms to keep me warm. This hurricane in my brain is the burden I bear. I can do without, I'm here. Cause I wrote my way out.
Picked up the pen like Hamilton. I wrote my way out of the project. Wrote my way out of the project.
Picked up the pen like Hamilton.
Really, I saw like a hole in the rap game. So if I wanted to put my little two cents in the game, then it would be from a different perspective. I thought that I would represent for my neighborhood and tell their story, be their voice in a way that nobody has done it. Tell the real story.
Let's go. Yo, I got a bad case of writer's block. Nothing sounds right. Everything I jot down ain't tight. But I'm trying to write a song every night to shed light on the fight that my people go through and offer my insight. But I'm so uninspired. I'm forcing my words. They so insincere. It's absurd. But I'm sure that if 1,000 people hear this, 500 will feel this. Half of them is lying. So 250 still with me at this point. But watch what I do. About 50 girls is only listening because I'm cute. That leaves it at 200. That's the people who feel that I'm the truth. Like Pierce or Siegel. That's Paula Beanie. I know you see me. Cause I got a buzz like a girl that drunk four martinis. Not eeny, meeny, miney, mo. 200 fans left, but one out of every four failed to know that G-O-D drives me. Once they find that out, I'm at 150. So those who ride with me, when I'm gone, don't forget me. Cause even if they hit me, the movement should move on infinitely. So wish me well, amidst the pain and stressing. I doubt that it'll lessen, but life is about progression. I knew what I was doing soon as I started pursuing. I'm one wrong decision away from this being ruined. 2 and 2, that's 4. 4 and 4, that's 8. 8 and 8, that's what I'm great at. Give you 3 of them 16s plus a hook, you played it. I said that 150 was left, I was mistaken. No, 1/3 of them gon' stop liking me soon as I start caking, yo. Half of them gon' stop riding soon as I hit the radio. Saying he done sold out, he ain't like he used to be. How you know how I used to be? I snap and hit your whole block up with prayers. Y'all ain't used to me. 50 fans left, 10 hate me cause I'm red. 10 don't like me but won't say it. 10 mad that girl like my dreads. 20 left, 12 want me to marry him. 6 looking for a handout, they want me to carry him. Never that, delete and bury him. That leaves it at 2. 1 is me, and if you still there, the other is you. Yeah, that leaves it at 2. 1 is me, and if you listening, the other is you. That's all I need.
A message to the song on so many different dials. Cause I got more hits than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, baracks. Man, I'm like a young gun, fully black, barack. I cry teardrops over the massive attack. I only make hits like I work with a racket and back. Look at my jacket and hat, so damn bizarre, so down to earth. I'm bringing gravity back, adopted by the major. I want my family back. People work hard just to get all their salary tax. Look, I'm just a writer from the ghetto like Mallory Black. Man,
where the hell's all the sanity at?
Damn, I used to be the kid that no one cared about. That's why you have to keep screaming till they hear you out. Cause we needed a change. I needed a break. For a sec I even gave up believing and praying. I even done illegal stuff and was leading astray. They say that money is the root of the evilest ways. But have you ever been so hungry it keeps you awake? Mate, now my hunger will leave them amazed. Great, it feels like a long time coming. Bam, since the day I thought of that cunning plan. One day I had a dream, I tried to chase it, but I wasn't going nowhere. Running, man, I knew that maybe someday I would understand. Trying to change a tenner to 100 grand. Everyone's a kid that no one cares about. You just gotta keep screaming till they hear you out.
This is WMECFM College Park, College Radio's Good Radio. And those last songs all had a title in common. Wanted to go ahead and play similarity. So the first track was Wrote My Way Out by Nas, Dave East, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Ala Black. Following that, I wanted to go ahead and play Writer's Block by D1, which is that cool throwback kind of neo-soul style hip-hop track there. And that last track right then was Written in the Stars by Tinny Tempa and Eric Turner. So all the songs have something in common to do with writing. In Nas's case, again, as he said on the outer, I guess it would be outerlude as opposed to interlude, he was talking about he wanted to really give a voice to his community and tell the story he knew how to best tell with his niche in the rap world. I played D1 today because I was talking earlier about, you know, black men making an impact and not fitting into the stereotype of what the industry dictates them to be. Also because... So I played D1 for that reason, and I played it because he's just one of my favorite artists and role models in the music world in general, doing his thing, staying on that mission vision, as he puts it. And I also wanted to play because I just found out he got awarded the Keys to the City for St. Louis, his hometown. And so, again, just shout out to getting that glory for the kingdom of God. The humility he has on each achievement he attains is just incredible and just admirable to watch. So shout out to D1 for getting that and keeping up the good work. And bettering his community for, you know, the standards that he can see the culture can reach when we work on positivity. You know, get our mind, negativity ain't winning no more, as he says. Get our mind on the positive. And then Tinny Tempa, I played that one because that was a very powerful track for me. My discography of, or I shouldn't say discography, of my listening catalog in Tinny Tempa's discography. I love Written in the Stars because it's a powerful track, you know, about making it. Just, you know, whatever success means to you and making it so, you know, it's a better it's a better space. And Tinny Tempa made it and said, yeah, I made it. Hey, everyone, this is, you know, this is possible. This is able to be done. You're going to face bumps. You're going to face challenges, but this is able to be done. So sometimes it's tricky, you know, being the one who made it out can't see the person who's going through it. The person who's going through it can't always see the vision of the person who made it out. So sometimes it's an interesting way to try to bridge the barrier by showing not just I made it out, but this is the level of degree to which it happened, and also showing how to make it out. So it was pretty cool hearing Written in the Stars, Tinny Tempa, Writer's Block, and then Wrote My Way Out back-to-back sequence, in sequential order. So I wanted to go ahead and follow that up. Speaking of that, I want to go ahead and play one of my favorite new tracks. I said I was going to play songs that weren't really played on the show before, but this track has been in my just my ear for the last week, and I'm surprised I like it as much. I'm going to go ahead and play this one and follow it with some more music. But this track is going to go from Mariah Carey's new album, Here For It All. This one is called Type Dangerous. And I'm going to go ahead and play it here on WCFM College Park for College Radio's Good Radio. Getting the vibe.
Thank you, DJ. I came in the door, dripped in Balenci, crop leather coat and some 9-inch Fendi's. The crowd opened up and I started to strut. I need my space, but I'm signing autographs and such. Hit the little girls from the pat on my nose. Then came in three hate. They don't know the meaning of water nor soap. I don't have time for the rigmarole. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. Certified diamonds like the songs I wrote. Look at my wrist, check out the light show. Can you handle this? I don't know. You can meet me up at the pen. Knock him out the box with a chocolate kiss. Hope I ain't saying too much. I like him dangerous. And an evil king made my escape. Yes, I had to flee. Now it's sex in the city and a couple little flings. Motorcycle man had a yen for me. Like to rush through the tunnel at a breakneck speed. Computer boy toy, he was fun for a while. Till I caught him on the web hacking other girls' files. You know the guy say he worked construction. Turns out he was moving them pounds from custom. They wanna settle down, but I just don't trust them. They wanna lock me down, but there's no handcuffing. Said we'd be together, but you didn't stay forever. Now I guess it's just whatever till the 12th and ever. Oh yes, I'm never been afraid of love.
skin and Aunt Viv love. That leave a toothbrush at your crib, love. And you ain't gotta wonder whether that's your kid, love. Like, I don't want no from reality shows. Out of touch with reality. Out in Hollywood, bring her back 5 or 6 6. And then we kick him to the dome, you know how it goes. She deserve that, she a bird, it's a bird trap. You think if I didn't rap, she would flirt back. Taking off a skirt, let her wear my shirt. Before she leave, I'ma need my shirt back. You know how it goes, you know how it goes.
You got me feeling like the breeze, easy and free and lovely and me. Oh, when you touch me, I just can't control it. When you touch me, I just can't hold it. The emotion inside of me, I can feel it.
That last one right there was one of my favorite mashups that I ended up working on over the summer. Jill Scott, He Loves Me, with the vocal interpretation, interpolation of Dangerously in Love 2 by Beyonce and then No Role Models by J. Cole. That mashup took me like 8 tries to kind of fix there into like the one track, because it was 3 tracks in one. That's one example of like a mashup moment. Like sometimes I'll give a whole show to just focusing on different mashups that I use the DJ controller in the studio that I have here, that I personally own, to create different mashups with different tracks using acapella functions, instrumental functions, instrumental segues that are already there in the track. So it's an interesting occurrence that happens there. So that was one example where I took the theme, He Loves Me, Dangerously in Love, and No Role Models, talking about the conveyance of love, desire by 3 different artists in their own light. Jill Scott's desire, the admiration of the love she has, Beyonce's desire of, you know, of what she sees herself being in the relationship, and, you know, how happy she is to have found that one true being, and then J. Cole's space, like, talk about what he desires from his, you know, search at that time in 2014, Forest Hills, on his album. So, but the reason I played that mashup to follow up the Type Dangerous by Mariah Carey and the Danger Been So Long cover by Hidden Beach's Unwrapped Jazz Band was because those songs shared a theme of danger, you know, dangerous, dangerously in love with, you know, Danger Been So Long and then Type Dangerous, like different vibes right there in that neo-soul R&B space of operation. So shout out to the artists there as we get ready now to power into a power prayer. No intentional rhyme on that, by the way. This is where I just give, you know, some good words of wisdom, preferably something to push students, professors, a general audience of College Park, I mean, general audience of Maryland even, whoever's listening in today. This is something I just, you know, speak good words of wisdom and try to give good energy to you and yours off of this vibe here in WMCFM College Park. So I want to go ahead and just say a power prayer for getting into this space of now going into midterms and this uptick in speed and on the go, just rip, run, race energy. So, just, you know, I want to say a prayer for that, ladies and gentlemen. So, here we go. Lord, please help me with putting my best foot. Oh, sorry. Here we go. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, but I again come seeking help from you to guide the way. I feel the package that I asked you to deliver is taking a little long. So I pray to you for the strength of patience to continue holding on, keeping strong, and keeping with the vision, because I believe your timing is never wrong. Heavenly Father, this life is like a song I feel is on its breakdown when it is merely a transition to the chorus. So I ask that you continue to being not only a lantern, but every source of lightning as I thunder through this deep forest. I pray the same for my loved ones and colleagues. God, allow them to see the road that you are guiding me to see. Just as you wrote the words, you are allowing me to speak. Just as you allow the floors of the wood to creak and you allow the water in the faucet to leak. Please mend these wood floors of our strength to be rebuilt and reinforced in steel. And mend our leaking love in our hearts and the faucets to not make so much of a squeal. And should today be the last time that you allow exactly all of us to be in this place on the airwaves today, I thank you for the gift, God. Oh, what a blessing that is this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Take care, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll hopefully see you all next week. God bless.
I've run out of answers, I've run out of time, and I'm so confused that I'm losing my mind. It's gonna take a miracle to help me this time. I'm traveling a road that has not one sign. This one tree can't understand why I'm sinking so deep. Help me, help me. Won't you have mercy? Set my soul free, please, and let the bell in my heart ring. Oh, this is my cry.
live in New York City.